our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 398, the first stanza. The Lord upholds the faltering feet and makes the weak securely stand. The burdened ones bowed down with grief are helped by his most gracious hand. The first stanza of Psalter 398. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the Gospel according to Mark, in the 10th chapter, the first 16 verses. Mark 10, verses 1 through 16. But first we will read the Holy Law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Mark 10, verses 1 through 16. And he arose from thence, and cometh into the coasts of Judea by the further side of Jordan. And the people resort unto him again, and as he was wont, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? Tempting him. And he answered and said unto them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, For the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he saith unto them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another, committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. So far, the reading of God's holy word. We will now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 55 or 126 in the back of your Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water, teaches us whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonished to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism. For as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ. As God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory and to our comfort and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee, and that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy, graciously to look upon this child, and incorporate her by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son, Jesus Christ, that she may be buried with him into his death, and be raised with him in newness of life, that she may daily follow him, joyfully bearing her cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that she may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. While the child is brought in, we ask the congregation to sing from Psalter 48. Verses 7 and 8, both rich and poor, both bond and free, shall worship him with bended knee. And children's children shall proclaim the glorious honor of his name. 7 and 8 of Psalter 48. I now request the parents to arise and to answer the following questions. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God and to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore, it must be used for that end, and not out of custom or superstition. And that it may be manifest that you are thus minded, you are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet, and that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see this child, when come to the years of discretion, whereof you are parents, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause her to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power. What is your answer, Mr. and Mrs. Gert Bredeweg? Dear parents, in a few moments, the Lord willing, your child will be baptized. A baptized child is different than a child of this world. Not in himself, not in herself, then we are all the same. But different because the Lord has set a mark upon that child. And it is the name, the holy name of the triune God. And that mark can never be erased. It can never be erased. It can be denied, but we can never take it away again. That child cannot take it away. It cannot be erased in this life. Wherever she will go, whatever she will do, however she may appear in this world, the words that she may speak, the clothes that she may wear, the books that she may read, in all these things, she will bear this mark upon her forehead, the holy name of the triune God. What a responsibility for us as parents as we bring up our child, that there is not a contradiction in how we instruct this child and how we lead this child through the world when they are bearing upon their forehead this name. And not only in this world, in this life, can that name never be erased from her forehead, but it can never be erased in her death. To all eternity, she will one day stand, as all of us, she will one day stand before the throne of God. And there the Lord himself will recognize his name. That he will say, this person, she has my name indelibly upon her forehead. And there will be to him also a testimony what he has done for that child. Then he will say, I have brought that child into the outward circle. I have brought that child into the house of prayer. I have given that that child may be born in that family with that father and with that mother. And I have given that that child may receive my word. And I have, as it were, digged about that tree, and I have dunged that tree, and I have done so much with that child that I have not done with all these other children who are now appearing before me on that last day. Oh, how will it be for your child? How will it be for her when she will one day stand before the throne of God with the name of that holy triune God upon her forehead? How will it be? What a responsibility as parents. And we hope that the Lord may bind it upon your heart. You cannot convert her. No. But the Lord has given to you knees to bend. The Lord has given to you the means to use. Oh, we hope that you may be bound to that throne of grace for this child, for your children. Oh, teach them. Teach her that triune name. Oh, teach her. It is a sign that will be placed on her of blood. Of blood. Teach her the need for that blood. The need for it. That she has sinned against God. God the Father. Oh, teach her the shedder of that blood. What his name is. It is Jesus. Why? Because he saves his people from their sins. Teach her who the applier of that blood is. That is the Holy Spirit. That she also may beseech him. That she may receive it not only upon her forehead, but also upon her heart. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your child, your children, and give you a place upon your knees throughout your entire life, that it may be for you the one thing needful, not only for yourself, but also for your children. Congregation, after the amen of baptism, we ask you to arise and to sing Psalter 425, stanza 5. Haley Avery, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now close with thanksgiving and at the same time ask for a blessing on this service. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism, we beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou wilt be pleased always to govern this baptized child by Thy Holy Spirit, that she may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that she may then acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy which Thou hast shown to her and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King, and High Priest, Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion, to the end that she may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Look Thou upon each and every one of us with this mark upon our foreheads, and traveling to a great eternity where we have to give an account, and Thou sayest in Thy word, woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works have been done in thee, that have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they had repented long ago in dust and in ashes. O Lord, we increase our guilt day by day with all the privileges and blessings that we have received from thee. Oh, do bind it upon our hearts, young and old together, and cause us to seek Thee while it is still called today. Oh, look Thou upon Thy church. Thou knowest where that they are in this morning hour. Lord, could it please Thee to give them a little visit from above? For Thou knowest Thy servant, he said, that he is made to possess the sins of his youth. And Thou knowest everything, the turmoil that can come against Thy children. Oh, then in this morning, then they may have a sign and a seal that is set before them once again. Oh, that they may be given once again to see a little of that eternal covenant of grace that Thou hast made with Thine only begotten Son, which Thou hast caused them to enter by the power of Thy Holy Spirit, in that day that Thou didst stop them in their mad career, and Thou that didst call them out of this world, and that Thou didst plant in them a new life. Oh, give them to see a little of the marks that Thou dost give unto Thy children, that they may be a little encouraged in the darkness of the way wherein they are often traveling. Oh, send out Thy light and Thy truth, that they may lead them unto Thy holy hill, because it is an afflicted and a poor people that shall learn to trust in the name of the Lord. And those afflictions are so necessary, because Thou sayest, from all Thine idols will I cleanse you. And when there are no afflictions, and then the idols, they will multiply in their hearts and in their life. But Thou wilt bring them down again. Oh, Thou wilt lay them low, so they have to be burned and buried. Oh, that Thou may teach and instruct Thy children day by day. And could it please Thee to increase the number that are among us? Oh, give that young and old may be born in Zion. Oh, must a man,
be born again from his mother's womb. Oh, we do not understand. But except we be born of water and of the Spirit, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Lord, that is thy work. Take reasons out of thyself. Look on all the parents in this morning hour, but look also on those that have no children, that are not married, those for whom these matters are a burden, those who have lost children. Lord, remember them, and could it please thee to bless those that have special needs and cares in this world. Oh, bless and sanctify all afflictions, widows, widowers, and orphans, and the many needs that are among us, that are daily in this life. But oh, could it be that need may be born in our hearts, that we may receive the portion that we have heard of already in this morning, and seen also with our eyes. Oh, may there be a little bit of plowed up ground in this morning, place for the seed of thy word to fall. And Lord, we ask of thee a little strength, that we may be able to bring thy word, a little freedom, a little liberty, a little of the presence of thy Holy Spirit from our sight, so undeserved. But take reasons out of thyself to look on us and bless us, forgiving all that is sinful. For Jesus' sake, amen.
While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 284, stanzas 1 and 3. O come, my soul, bless thou the Lord thy Maker, and all within me bless his holy name. Bless thou the Lord. Forget not all his mercies, his pardoning grace, and saving love proclaim. 1 and 3 of Psalter 284. Congregation, our text for this morning hour can be found in the portion of God's word which was read to you, Mark 10, and thereof verses 13 through 16. Mark 10, 13 through 16. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer, little children, to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. So far, the words of our text. Christ blesses the infants. First, a solemn rebuke. Second, a blessed instruction. Christ blesses the infants, first a solemn rebuke, second a blessed instruction. A solemn rebuke for whom? Not for the children, not for the young people, but it was for the adults, it was for the disciples. It was for the very servants of the Lord. They did wrong. There is no one in this world that is above the need for rebuke. But how do we receive it? Because we are very, very proud creatures. What did these disciples do wrong? Well, we read they rebuked. They rebuked the mothers for bringing their children to the Lord Jesus Christ. What did they think? That the Lord Jesus was maybe too busy? That the Lord Jesus was maybe too high? And that he would take time to consider as such little children, the babies, and probably also something of themselves in all this. Shall they and their master be busy with such things? They thought they did right, but they did wrong. And why? Well, because they did not know the Lord. They did not understand his infinity, that he is not like us. We have carnal thoughts, we have proud thoughts, but he is not so. They did not understand how low that he had brought himself. We are limited. But the Lord is unlimited, children, boys and girls. There is not a matter in your whole life that is too small to bring to the Lord. Not a matter in your whole life. And you know what we hope? We hope that in your young life, in your need, that you may experience that the Lord is alive, that the Lord is the living God. Those mothers, what did they seek? Were their children sick? No. Did they want the Lord Jesus to teach their children? No. Those children, they were too young for this. What did they seek? Oh, those mothers recognized another need. They recognized the need of the souls of their children. Or their parents, mothers and fathers. And that to see it as these mothers saw it. And that to recognize the soul's need of your child. When I was young, then I heard Reverend LeMaine once say, "Most of the time I have no children." What did he mean? My children, they do not lay upon my heart as they ought to lay on my heart. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. What did those mothers believe? Those mothers believed in the power, the divine power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that, fathers and mothers? You say, "I cannot convert my children." No, but there is one. There is one that is able to convert your children. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, blessed children. Blessed children that have such parents. Do you believe that, young people? Do you believe that you are blessed when you have a mother and a father that do go to their inner chamber and that do lift you up before the throne of God, or asking, "Lord, wilt thou touch my child?" Do you believe you are blessed? That was not caused by those children. No. Those children had nothing to do with that blessing. It was the Lord who has brought those children, has given those children, those mothers. What a privilege. But those parents, they were not without trials, with all the longings, with all the desires, with all that lived within their hearts, the need of the souls of their children, they are brought into tribulation. Why? Because we read, "And his disciples rebuked those that brought them." So it does not go so easy for those mothers. No, those mothers, they find when they try to bring their children that it is that there is something blocking, that there is something that is in the way. Those mothers, they find that they have no access to the Lord Jesus for their children. Is that so for you too, mothers and fathers? Oh, it can be that our hearts do long for our children. Oh, that we long for their conversion. That we long to see a little bit, something of the fruits of the work of grace in our children. Oh, could we see something of that holy awe, that holy reverence for the Lord, for his day, for his word. Oh, could we see something in our own children, that longing desire, that they may receive the blessed portion that belongs unto God's people. But we cannot see it. Oh, it could be that our children are gone from our home. It could be that they have left the truth. It could be that you cannot speak unto your children anymore. That they don't want to hear what you have to say anymore. Then are there mothers, are there fathers that are yet lifting up your children, even as a little infant, before the throne of grace, O Lord, only touch them. Only touch their hearts, because I have no power. But Lord, thou hast all power in heaven and in earth. And how is it for such parents? Oh, then it does not always go so easy. How many such parents have not received a rebuke? Because Satan, he is there, and he says, stop now, because it will not help anyway, and because they want nothing to do with it, and they have gone their own way, and there is no coming back for your children anymore. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. Or if the Lord does not prevent, the very servants of God can be used as an instrument of the devil to be standing in the way of a man, of a woman, a boy, a girl coming unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, awful thought. What did the Lord Jesus say to Peter once? Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me. And what do we read here? But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. That is, he was not just a little bit displeased, but he was much displeased. That he was moved with indignation. What did the Lord Jesus say to the lawyers? Woe unto you, lawyers, because you enter not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, ye have hindered. And now the Lord Jesus, he must say it here even unto his own disciples. Do they have evil intentions? Oh, no. They have a zeal, but it is possible that the zeal of God's servants, that is even an unholy zeal, as we read it here. The Lord Jesus, he had said recently to the disciples, whoso will offend one of these little ones, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. Oh, what is it to stand in the way of a soul that desires to come unto the Lord Jesus Christ? Evangelist. He pointed Pilgrim to where? He pointed him to the wicked gate. Oh, that is the duty of God's servants. To that wicked gate, what does Christ say? He says, I am the door. But then worldly wise men, he sought to turn Pilgrim away from that wicked gate. Where did he send him? You say he sent him to the law. No, he did not. Oh, no, he did not. He sent him to an adulterated law. He sent him to the city of morality. He sent him to a law that was lowered. To a law that man could reach. He says, just be civil. Just be civil. The Lord, he knows you're not perfect. He will look over all the rest. You're a good person. Much better than many in the world. It'll be okay with you. And thus, that law that cannot have its effect, because when a man rightly is brought to Sinai, which is on the way, congregation, to Canaan, when a man is rightly brought to Sinai, oh, with the law we read, that is a schoolmaster unto Christ. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Oh, how many millions and millions of people are so subtly turned away from the Lord Jesus Christ. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. And what did the Lord Jesus do? He rebuked his disciples. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. Suffer them. Do you know what that word means in the original? It means as much as this, children. It means remove thyself. Get out of the way, because you are a hindrance and you are standing in the way. Oh, how the Lord Jesus, he is coming to the aid of the oppressed, of the oppressed, of the afflicted ones with a soul's need. And the Lord, oh, he is ready even to set aside his own servants if they are standing in the way of those with such a soul's need that they would approach unto him. And what do we read? He took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. What does Isaiah say? He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather them with his arms. He shall take them. He shall carry them in his bosom. And he shall gently lead those that are with young. Who can fathom that the Lord Jesus, can you imagine that, parents? When the Lord Jesus, he would have taken your child in this morning and up in his arms, laid her in his arms, and pronounced his blessing upon her. O congregation, who can fathom it? The Baptists, they say, you may not do this. You may not bring your child for baptism. Why not? Because your child cannot yet believe. How was it here? All these children were not baptized. That is true. Because baptism was not yet fully instituted. But these children, they also could not believe. And they have received the same blessing that is signified by that holy baptism. That is, that they become members of his church. Thus, when they will say, you may not do it, oh, then are we not even as the disciples whom the Lord Jesus rebuked? Were those parents put to shame? Oh, no, they were not put to shame. What did they ask? They said, Lord, just touch them. And what did the Lord Jesus do? He took them in his arms. And he blessed them. When our seeking is of the Lord, oh, it will be congregation. It will be children far above everything that we can ask or think. And the Lord will bring that people through all their trials and all their tribulations as they knock and ask and seek at the gate of heaven. And he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. But in our second thought, we see that the Lord Jesus uses this for instruction. For of such is the kingdom of God. That is the blessed instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ. He can turn a rebuke into instruction. He can turn an affliction into instruction. Do we seek for this? For of such is the kingdom of God. What did the Lord Jesus tell his disciples? The Lord Jesus told his disciples who the true church is. How necessary for the disciples to know this. Why? Because they are being sent forth by him. And they will have to be able to take forth the precious from the vile. And the Lord Jesus says, there will be many that prophesy in my name, do many wonderful works in my name, who will be cast out. But of such is the kingdom of God. So the Lord Jesus gives the marks of the true church, the fruits of that new life. Verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. That is not perhaps. That is not maybe. No. He says, verily, truly, I say, he shall not enter. Do you wish to enter? Do you expect to enter? Then you may now try yourself by these marks. And if this congregation is against us, then we may know it from the Lord that we are deceiving ourselves. What does the Lord Jesus say? He says there is a way that the kingdom of God is received. And he says there is a way that the kingdom of God is not received. That is what he teaches. How does the Lord Jesus say that it goes in the life of a person when it is true? He says that a person receives the kingdom of God as a little child. Boys and girls, you want to be grown up, right? You want to be grown up. That is natural when you are little. Then you are looking forward to becoming big. And you want to be like your father, like your mother. Cannot wait for that. But don't long too much. Because what does the Lord Jesus say? He says, when we are big, then we have to become small again. And when we are grown up, then we have to become again like a little boy, like a little girl. Instead, seek the Lord when you are young. The Lord says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Why? Because there are so many things that are so natural, that belong to that young life in this world, that also belong to that young spiritual life. Only ask the old people about the tenderness of their conscience. They will tell you, the older the colder. There are so many things that as an adult we have to unlearn in order to receive the kingdom of God as a little child. Parents, they easily take their child by the hand. By the hand. Right? And what happens when we become older? Oh, then they don't take us by the hand anymore. And why not? Because I can go by myself. I can go by myself. But congregation, I need to learn to be led by the hand as a little child. I want to know the reasons for everything. I want to know the end from the beginning. But how is the Lord leading his children? He is leading his children step by step. And they only have to take the hand and follow. But they do not want to do this. Jacob said, all these things are against me. Or later, then he will see the chariots. And then he will say, Joseph, my son is yet alive, and I will go to see him before I die. Step by step. Asaph, he could not understand all the dealings of the Lord. His people and the wicked did not make any sense to him. And then for a moment, where? In the house of the Lord. Then he may see for a moment their end. Their end. And then it is good. Then it is good. Whatever the Lord is doing, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. How attached a little child is, children, to its mother, isn't it? That little baby, you know, they cannot say anything. But do you know that they know already who their mother is? They know that. Though they cannot explain it. And before long, we say that child, he makes strange. He makes strange. Something he doesn't recognize. Someone he doesn't recognize. Cries. And he runs to mother. Doesn't trust it. And he goes back again. You know such a life, young people? Is the love of the Lord planted in your young heart? Though you cannot explain it, though you dare not speak about it, that is okay, we won't ask you. Because it does not belong to that child's life to speak yet. He will speak later. He will learn to speak later. But we will ask you something. How is it in your life? When your friends, they say, come do this with that. What is wrong with this? What is wrong with that? So, yeah. Don't know. Don't know how to explain it. What do I say? And yet inside you say, something wrong. I don't know what it is. It doesn't seem right. I think the Lord would not be pleased. And then you cannot go. Or what does a little child do? He senses the danger. And that is now what is in the heart of that true people of the Lord. that they may sense something by the Spirit of the Lord. And they say, no, that is not the way. And Solomon, he says, avoid it. He says, turn away, pass by it. And so it becomes the practice of the people when they are kept by the Lord. But before we finish, let us sing. Psalter 366, 1, 2, and 3. Not haughty is my heart, not lofty is my pride. I do not seek to know the things God's wisdom hath denied. 1, 2, and 3 of 366. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Few more things about a little child. How dependent is a little child? He is so weak. He is so helpless. He cannot do anything for himself. He has to be taken care of. Everything has to be done for him. And he just receives it all. Is that not now one of the great lessons in the life of the people? Do not their legs have to be broken, congregation, over and over again? Maybe there are some of you that have at one time in your life been compelled to go to the deacons and to say, I am in trouble. How difficult that was just to receive it for nothing. Do you know what is the hardest part for myself when I have to sit there in that bench? That is to receive everything from you for nothing. That is very difficult. It is very good to stand here today. You know why? We can't give you anything. Only we feel like we can give something in return. But congregation, think about children. A little child. He does not think about this. That is his life. Just to receive everything freely from the hand of father and of mother. It is not because he does. It is not because he says. But it is because he is. It is because he is a child. And it is because he is their child. That's the life of children. And the lesson of that little word, grace. Grace. Free. And sovereign grace. Oh, so impossible to learn from our side. Ask the people. The Lord needs to show it to us. The Lord needs to teach it to us. Without money and without price. Oh, to be saved as a sinner. That Christ came and that he died for the ungodly. The ungodly. Would Peter die for Christ? His spirit was willing. No, Peter. Christ, he will die for you. He will die for you. And will you, oh poor sinner, will you make it right with God? Oh no. You cannot. It is impossible. That way is cut off. Broken covenant. But he can make it right with you. And you need not make it right. No. Because he said, it is finished. It is finished. There is only one thing you need to learn. How to receive it. And what does the Lord Jesus say? You must now receive it as a little child. As a little child. Because if it is of grace, it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it is of works, then it is no more of grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Verily, truly, I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. How is it with a little child? That's the time that he can be taught. In a special way, trained, therefore the great responsibility, fathers and mothers, when they are little. When they are little. How is it with God's little children? How is it with them? How was it with Saul's children? Pharisee, persecuting the church of God. Then the Lord converted him, and he received it as a little child, and he became like a little child. And you know what he said? He said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Does that not sound like a little child? That says to his mother or father, "What wilt thou have me to do?" That is what the Lord does to his children. He makes them willing. The Lord can say anything. Anything he pleases. They are ready to go. To leave father, mother, lands, and people for the sake of the kingdom of God. Oh, to receive it as a little child. But those children, they also have to be under government. Why? They have an evil heart. That therefore they cannot be just left to go their own way. I heard a minister one time. There was a boy, he said, and his mother said he must go on a little errand, and that boy did not want to go. And the mother said, "You must go." That boy says, "Mother, I have my own will." His mother said to him, "Boy, in hell are children with their own will." God's children, those little ones, they need to be under government. Why? Because they have their own will. Their own will. We hope to hear it this afternoon, the Lord willing, of "Thy will be done." But it is not a fruit of my own field to truly say unto the Lord, "Thy will be done." No, I am always against the will of the Lord. Peter did not want the Lord Jesus to suffer and to die. But Peter, with his own will, would have overturned the salvation of the entire church of God. And that church of God does not want to die. But what does the Lord Jesus say? He says, "He that will save his life shall lose it." Then you have to die. And therefore, those children, they are under government. "Verily, I say unto you, whosoever will not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." One more thing before we close. One more thing. What is the most characteristic trait of a little child? Faith. He just lays there, right, children? He just lays there in the arms of mother, in the arms of father, not afraid. Gets older a little bit. And you can put him maybe on the counter and you can even tell him to jump. Hey? What does he do? He jumps. Why? He believes. He believes what? Father will catch him. Not afraid. Oh, a little child. And when he is small, he believes everything that you say as a mother, father. He believes it. Why? Because mother and father have said it. Oh, should it not be also so with you, O ye of little faith? Says the Lord Jesus. Is that not an easy life? Then faith may be an exercise. And when you may truly receive the kingdom of God as a little child, oh, then that weak David, that stripling of a lad, then the king can say to him, you can't go against that giant. He's a man of war from his youth. Oh, David, he is like a little child. He says, King, the Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. Isn't a child's life easy? In the midst of the strife, isn't it easy? Oh, when Abraham, he can have so many questions, but he still has an answer. My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Old and the publican, sin from the crown of the head to the sole of the foot. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And what does he do? He goes down to his house justified. And all there is to do is to thank the Lord. To thank the Lord. All there is to do is to sing as a little child. Because out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, he has ordained praise. O congregation, ask. Ask. That we may receive that kingdom of God as a little child. God's people, they are saved with their arms down. With their arms down. No, we do not deny the responsibility of man. Oh, they are busy. You can be sure they are busy people. And yet, ask them. They are saved with their arms down, without money and without price, for the chiefest of the sinners. It's so simple. It's so simple. He said, we indeed justly, but Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. So simple. And it's also so free. So free. Today, shalt thou be with me in paradise. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean like a little child. I will. Be thou clean. And so may the Lord lead that people through the rest of this vain life, even as a little child. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as one of these. And may the Lord lead that people also in such a way that through that last Jordan, the Jordan of death, as a little child, saying, Lord, remember the word upon which thou hast caused me to hope. And then they will sing. They will sing forever. They will sing like the little children. Hosanna. to that Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. O Lord, grant us so to be born, newly born, as a little child, so to live, so to receive our instructions from Thee, so to receive our corrections from Thee, so to receive our afflictions from Thee, and so to receive that eternal kingdom, world without end, all to glorify Thee forever and forever, even with the little children. Look on us in the rest of this day. Oh, give us a thankful heart, and that Thou hast brought us through in this morning hour. We ask of Thee that Thou would increase our strength, that we may be able to do our work. And wilt Thou give in the hearts and life of this our people a patience before Thee, and look upon us all together. We cannot do without Thy blessing. Remember him that labors in Calgary this day. Remember him that will lead in this afternoon in the reading service. And wilt Thou do for us more than we dare ask or think. For Jesus' sake, amen. 420, stanzas 2 and 5. But let the righteous blessed of yore joy in their God as ne'er before. Faith's victory achieving. 2 and 5 of Psalter 420. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.